Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Rick Lenz. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Let's talk about Amy Prentice.
Okay, let's talk about Amy Prentice.
Let's talk about Amy Prentice. One of the things Cy does in his book, folks, is that he uses one of the scripts he produced from Amy Prentice, the Emmy Award-winning show starring Jessica Walter that originally aired on the NBC Mystery Movie. Cy uses a script from Amy Prentice to illustrate the various tasks that a showrunner must do or oversee as a script goes from pre-production to production to post and everything in between. It's very clear throughout the book that you remain very proud of that show. Cy, the show broke ground in some respects among police shows. What was your experience working with Jessica Walter? Did you have her in mind originally? And what did she bring to the role that made it work?
No, I didn't. I didn't have her in mind originally. I had someone else. NBC came up with Jessica Walter. I had approval, and so I approved her, and that was the way she got on the show. My experience with her was not very much. Did you know that my wife, Francine Carroll, created Amy Prentice?
Yes.
Well, the day before the Emmy Awards, I hosted a little gathering at my house for Jessica. It was one of these love fests between Jessica and my wife, Francine. And Jessica promised Francine that in the unlikely event that she won, she would mention Francine first before anyone else and thank her for creating such a innovative series. And damn it, don't you think Jessica won and she forgot to mention
Well, you know, stuff happens when you get to the microphone and you only got 30 seconds to cover everything.
Yeah, I understand that. It was a big hurt in my wife's life. And from that day on, and it's been about 37 years, I just give Jessica Walter as little publicity as I can.
Okay, then I'll just ask a couple more questions about the show, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
It broke ground among network TV police dramas by having a female chief of police as its lead, yet the show only ran the one season. Was it ahead of its time, in your opinion?
I don't know that it was ahead of its time because the show's been stolen a couple of times. And I think it was really basically politics. This may or may not seem like sour grapes, but NBC had another show with a female lead, a police show, and that was, I forget the name of the show, but it was Angie Dickens.
Oh, Police Woman.
Police Woman. How could you forget that? I think that it was NBC's thinking that two shows with women in the lead in a police show was one too many. And our show basically was part of an overall umbrella show that had doctors, the lawyers, the cops and stuff like that. was that called? That
the mystery movie.
NBC Mystery Movie. Do you remember that they did a British series that they ripped off from us that starred Helen Mirren as the chief inspector?
Oh, Prime Suspect.
Okay. So I don't believe that that indicates that we were ahead of our time. I think we just got caught up in some studio politics or some NBC politics. Maybe they had too many shows with Universal and they were only supposed to have one less. I think our ratings, if I remember, were pretty good. And after all, we did get the Emmy in that category. Mm-hmm. So we were right on, I thought. And I thought the show was right on. My wife was right on.
Well, look, we've talked about this many times on our program, Cy. There could be any number of reasons why a show is not renewed. And, I mean, that doesn't always have to do with whether it's a good show or a bad show. Sometimes it's politics. Sometimes it's kismet. It comes down to one or two shows and who is in charge of the network at the time. A show you're producing may be the favorite of network executive A, but if network executive A leaves and is replaced by network executive B may have his own or her own preferences. There's nothing you can do about it but just move on.
Yes. It's hard to say why a show is successful or why a show is not successful. But one of the most important things toward making a success, in my opinion, is what we talked about before. The reality, the believability, make it real, make the audience believe it. But then, even above that, is likability of your star. Doesn't matter how tough they are, doesn't matter whether you like the way they look or the way they perform, it's got to do with likability. I think, I don't know if we still use the expression. We used to have an expression called likability quotient.
Mm-hmm.
And if the likability quotient was high, the chances are your show was going to be successful. And one of the things that I considered to be my primary job, one of my primary jobs, was to make sure that the audience liked my stars.
Award-winning TV producer Cy Shermack from a conversation that originally aired in September 2018 on TV Confidential. Cy Shermack passed away Friday, January 29th at the age of 91. You can hear more of our conversation with Cy Shermack for free on the TV Confidential podcast. You can find the TV Confidential podcast wherever podcasts are found. Cy's memoir, The Showrunner, An Insider's Guide to Successful TV production, is available through jacobsbrownmediagroup.com as well as amazon.com, other online retailers. We'll be back with more TV Confidential right after this.
Alexa users, you can now listen to TV Confidential on your smart speaker by just saying, "Alexa, play TV Confidential." Enabling our Alexa skill is easy. To find out how, go to televisionconfidential.com/Alexa.
45 years of the Rockford Files, revised, third edition. The complete history of the Rockford Files on television, now completely updated with more than 20 new interviews, additional photographs, and a whole lot more. 45 years of the Rockford Files, available now at rockford45.com, rockford45.com. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.